It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to another episode of Pearl Mania 500.
Oh no.
Is that enthusiastic enough for you?
This is
the husband and wife duo podcast where a husband and a wife get a big old bowl of lore and they both start slurping that lore until eventually they both grasp onto the same string of lore that pulls them each together. And then their lips touch as a big Italian chef plays in the alleyway. Hey, is this a stereotype? Well, no, it's Italian. Hey, who cares about those people?
Oh, it's a Lady and Tramp podcast?
Yeah, but I'm the lady.
Facts.
Because you're a tramp.
Wow.
Because you grew up in Northeast Philly.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. We're here. We got the baby. Everybody can hear Pearl Baby a little bit in the background here. Yeah. We have a new episode.
Yeah.
I should hit the theme.
Yeah, hit it.
There's a place where you can't stay when the world gets too insane.
Thank you, as always. His name was Dusk. His name was Dusk. Big announcement.
Yeah.
The Indiegogo that we've been linking to in the last couple episodes.
Yep.
He reached his goal.
Woo!
So his new album is, I believe, going to be coming out shortly. Thank you to everybody who's been supporting him. We've been sharing his vids over in stories on Instagram and all the other fun stuff.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram.
Follow everybody on Instagram. Pearlmania 500 for me. What's yours?
Andrew Tate.
You're not Andrew Tate on Instagram, okay?
What color is your Bugatti, motherfucker?
You know what's funny, actually? I actually might end up like Andrew Tate on Instagram. Banned.
Oh, no.
Because I posted that video of you and me talking about those fucking gold Trump sneakers.
Yeah.
And it instantly got taken down by Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram was like, politics. I'm like, is this sneakers?
No, here's what's crazy.
Okay.
They took it down for copyright infringement.
Whose copyright?
I don't know. Trump's sneaker company? I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
But it was one of those ones where it's like, I went and appealed it, but the Instagram appeal process is so much longer than the TikTok one. Like,
yeah.
TikTok, you go in, you click a button, you go appeal, and then within like 15 minutes or 2 days, they're like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are bad.
Yeah.
Or fuck you. Here's a
like,
content
yeah,
strike.
Yeah, how many of those ladies with dreadlocks did you offend?
Yeah.
All of them.
But with the Instagram one, it was like, I would like to appeal this. So I fill out this form. I'm like, okay, fill out the form. They're like, what's your email? I'm like, you have my email. Like, just send me a message. No, what's your email? I'm like, okay, I filled it in. And then a day later, you're like, you know, Instagram sent you an email. And I read the email. It was like, confirm this is a real email. I was like, shut the fuck up. What? I'm on day two already.
Yeah. And they're like, it's an 180-day process.
Yeah. What the fuck? It's not even, like, the video is good.
The video will not be funny in 180 days.
It won't make sense. It didn't make sense.
What happened 180 days ago from today? None of that makes sense.
We recorded this episode that we're about to play today in October.
Okay.
So I had to start listening to it to be like, what the fuck were we even talking about back then?
Yeah.
It's a great episode.
Yeah.
But we have some today announcements here on February 18th, 2023.
Yeah. I've got bad news. Bob's Red Mill died.
What?
The guy, Bob. Bob's? Make Bob's Red Mill.
The gluten-free oats guy?
Yeah, the oatmeal guy.
He died?
He died. Isn't that what the announcement was?
Why would you start at such a... That's such a negative.
It's just on my mind.
That's what you've been thinking about?
I've been thinking about a lot.
You have a baby strapped to you?
R.I.P. to the goat. Wait, did you know? Maybe I'll do an episode on Bob. But Bob's a good dude. Bob was a good dude. I don't use goat lightly for Bob. I'll tell you this. He left his entire company to its employees.
Okay. That's
100% good. Employee owned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
once he was done taking value from it and equity.
No.
Oh no?
No, Bob's a good dude.
Bob was a good dude.
Gluten free oatmeal, gluten free brownies, gluten free pizza crust.
Real quick. He made gluten free oatmeal.
Wow.
Because he's dead.
So what was your announcement?
I was gonna talk about how we're coming towards the end of the vault episodes.
Yeah.
And officially the end of season one.
I know, it's crazy.
And the beginning of season two.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
With a lot of exciting changes.
Yeah.
That are right around the corner.
Yeah.
Exciting changes that Bob's from Bob's Red Mill will never see. Because he's fucking dead.
I'm going to eat a bowl of Bob's oatmeal tomorrow morning.
To apologize
yet
to
again.
Him.
No, I eat it every day.
But yeah, so season two is going to start on March 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, we have one last episode. It's going to have His Name Was Dusk. We'll be the guest.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded that one. It was a very, very fun episode talking about the history of public relations.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't sound great here, but when you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, my God, this is fucking propaganda.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's a crazy episode with a lot of research that was done into that one. And we also want to make the announcement, this is the final week, final, last call for the $3 Hey Huns. They will be shut down on whatever this coming Saturday is.
Dates. Who needs
dates.
Them?
Exactly. I want to say that's like February 24th. Yeah. I think I'm going to shut down that tier around that Saturday. Before our next episode airs, the $3 tier is going to be going away. Because again, we have those exciting changes
so
that are happening.
Get in now. Get grandfathered in to the best price, the best value.
The best value.
Yeah.
The $3 tier will not be open
if
after this moment.
If you want to hear Alex try to explain the second ACOTAR book to me for only $3... This is the time.
This is the time to get into the pre-release queue for the exclusive DLC. No, that's not how that's going to work. But speaking of for the Patreons, things like that, we are going to have some polls this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the polls aren't going to be topic specific like the ones have been in the past. We really want to find out what your favorite parts of season one have been. So for instance, we know you guys enjoyed the guests. Did you enjoy the guest telling us topics, or do you enjoy the guest reacting to topics that either Mrs. P or I give? Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy a Mrs. P reacts video more than a Mr. P reacts video? Those kind of general things. We're just trying to play around with some stuff as we go into this season two. Exciting changes. I have written it down here because I don't want to give away anything. We agreed that exciting changes.
Yes, you gotta use the positive words. We learned that in the PR episode.
We did learn that in the PR episode, which they will learn next week. They're not learning this week.
No.
This week, they're learning about a Roman emperor.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. We have an actual archaeologist on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We will get into that in just a moment. So, without further ado, I do want to go ahead and pull up our Hey Huns this week.
Hey Huns, let's meet our team leaders.
All right, we got 34 of them.
Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go. So many people want me to read this horny fairy book.
Yeah.
All right, first up, we have Tactical_Frogs. I want to go ahead and say there's a lot of underscores.
Oh yeah,
there's a painful amount.
Yeah,
former_Boots_Corner_Auntie_Ann_Employee_Hey_Neighbor_Delco_Pride_.
Wow. Okay, Boots Corner is awesome. That's where the barefoot lawyer works.
Yes,
there's an attorney that works in Boots Corner. which is like an indoor flea market.
Yeah, it's a Delaware shoes. It's the Delaware County line for Delaware State and Delaware County.
Yeah.
And it's a farmer's market.
It's incredible.
It's a great place. Gluten-free vegan cookie diet for Trump.
Okay. That's the end of it. The end of it got me. I don't.
No, because it's a punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Gluten. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, hon.
Yeah. After that, we have steamed artichoke.
Hey, hon. Oh, man.
After that, we have Chad 3814.
Hey, hon.
After that, we have that underscore dumb underscore bitch.
Hey, hon.
After that, we have Cheese Witch.
Hey, hon.
After that, we have listening underscore at underscore n underscore actual underscore federal underscore institution.
Let's go. Feds in the house.
After that, we have can't underscore think of underscore trombone underscore major underscore grad cap underscore ideas underscore that underscore won't underscore get underscore me underscore expelled.
Oh, that's the thing they put on the back of the caps.
Oh, graduation cap
graduation
ideas.
Graduation caps, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I graduated from community college. We didn't do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't walk for my graduation. Yeah. I walked for my high school one. But they made a big deal that we couldn't throw them, and decorating the caps wasn't popular then.
I went to Catholic high school. That was not an option.
Yeah.
And I barely made it to graduation because I had so many demerits.
Yeah, because you're a bad girl.
No, I was. It was just, I was just misunderstood.
No, according to the Catholic Church, you were a bad person. I mean, think of trombone major, grad cap ideas that won't get them expelled.
Yeah.
Because they're thinking rusty trombone.
Yeah.
Instantly.
You got to use the word blow a lot. It's yeah. The whole thing.
There's a whole thing. Here's my idea.
Yeah.
Just.
What? Is there like a cartoon character that plays a trombone?
William Riker.
There you go. Boom.
Yeah. From Star Trek Next Generation.
Get a William Riker, like somewhat cartoony image, maybe a saying he says.
Yeah. You can get him from Lower Decks.
Oh, yeah.
On Lower Decks, he makes
he's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Cut that out. Put him on your trombone.
Next.
After that, we have Right Wrong 126.
Hey, hon.
After that, we have reading underscore the underscore fairy underscore smut underscore four underscore the underscore soup.
For the people. The for soup is for my family. Hey, hon.
After that, we have Ariata Riani.
Hey, hon.
Ronnie. I'm hoping I got that one. After that, we have getting in while the getting's good. $3 all day.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I appreciate
Slim Jim's Mountain Dew and a $3 Patreon. Let's go.
Let me tell you how much I appreciate this person because instead of doing underscores, because they definitely wanted to make sure it was one thing because it was going to cut them off, they put commas. So that's how they broke up the words.
Love a deal.
This next person, though, they went whole hog on the underscores.
Go fuck yourself.
My underscore 11 underscore year underscore old underscore listens underscore two underscore you underscore wow underscore she underscore place underscore dolls.
Oh, no.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, no.
I really don't.
Her dolls were like, we're the Pinkertons. And then they're just like attacking the other dolls.
Oh, my God. I wonder what the dolls are. Like, I wonder what type of dolls
Well, they're in a cult, for sure. The dolls are in a cult.
You walk in, the 11-year-old has them circled around the tea
All
table.
All the stuffed animals are just, like, sitting while the Barbie is at the front.
With
like a
arms raised.
Arms raised.
Creed is playing in the background.
Yeah.
After that, we have Fake Fatale.
Hey, hon.
I like that.
Yeah.
After that, we have underscore dance underscore monkey underscore dance underscore.
Hey, hon.
Dance, monkey dance, monkey dance, monkey dance. Oh.
Yep, that's a good song.
After that, we have meow, 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 meow. That they wrote. They wrote, I want, instead of saying my name, say a series of meows at various octaves.
Hi, hon.
It's hey, hon.
I can't breathe.
After that, we have Ariella Wheeler.
Hey, hon.
After that, we have Oopsie Daisy.
Hey, hon.
After that, we have Arlo the Average.
Hey, hon.
After that, Arlo Guthrie, I'm a big fan of.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know who Arlo Guthrie is?
No.
All right. I'm going to get Alice's Restaurant on vinyl, and I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
I'm going to duct tape you to a chair, and you're going to listen to this 27-minute-long hippie song.
Oh, God, no.
After that, we have not underscore angry underscore just underscore tired underscore ginger.
Yeah.
After that, we have Moorish Fishbine Fan Club.
Boo, 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 boo. We got to get merch for Fishbine.
We're going to, listen, we're in talks.
Got to get Fishbine merch.
Okay, this next one I'm already mad about.
Okay.
So that's how good it is.
All right.
underscore under underscore score underscore score under parentheses. Hi, Mrs. P. You're an absolute Dell underscore it. Alex, you're also there. That was all one name.
I am obsessed. Let's go.
After that, we have the void demands knowledge. followed by tittle. And then we have Nessa is underscore effing evil.
Yeah, hey, hon.
After that, we have Dawn Sinclair.
Hey, hon.
After that, we have Harry underscore Spice.
Oh, Harry Spice. Hey, hon.
Yeah, Ice Spice's cousin. After that, we have my dog's name is Professor Truffles. That's, you know, I call our dog the truffle pig because whenever Mrs. P is cooking, anything that falls on the ground,
he's ready.
This 150-pound massive mutt.
Just around just my feet. And I'm like, stop, you're not allowed to eat onions. So then I'm like grabbing at the onion cube or whatever.
Now, this next one, they wanted me to know.
Okay.
Because they were concerned their name hadn't been put in there correctly.
Okay.
Because I believe this is to their sister.
Oh, all right.
And they want their sister to know this. Okay. Sarah underscore E underscore is underscore A underscore Bingus. Sarah E is a Bingus.
She's a Bingus, dude.
This next person I appreciate heavily.
Okay.
Accidentally underscore bought underscore this underscore twice.
Who hasn't done that?
Yeah. Counts. It counts. It counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about like body wash and soap.
That's why we have a whole closet full
of. No, that's why I do that, because you accidentally keep buying it. You forget you have
it. Okay. These are the four things you would always get mad at me for buying. I'll make the list right now.
Okay.
Number one is crackers, saltine crackers.
Oh my God, yes.
You would get so mad at me every time, because we have saltine crackers.
We have them at home. We have them at home. The big box, you'd always buy the big box. I'm like, we have a big box at home.
Because here's the thing. Well, I want everyone to know. We have two. Hey, Hans, we'll get to you. With saltine crackers, when you don't have saltines, it's the worst. Because that's always when you want them. Mm-hmm. You're never going to travel for saltines.
Yeah.
But also, it's usually when I want them, I'm sick. Mm-hmm. I'm having soup.
Yep.
Or I'm putting deviled ham directly on a cracker while the cat looks at me. Why are you doing that? That's gross.
Or the cheese that comes out of a can.
Don't spell all the secrets. number two, thing that you always lose your mind at me about.
Yep.
There was a while there where it was toothbrushes.
Yeah.
I kept buying toothbrushes because whenever you want to get a new toothbrush, you don't have to have to travel for that.
Yeah.
I like to have a backup.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of toothbrush backups.
Number three,
yeah.
Hammers.
Oh my God. Oh my God. There's no way for me to express how many fucking hammers are in this house. And we've moved like 10 times together, and there's boxes of hammers. Because every time we're in a Lowe's, he's like, you know what? I think I need a hammer. I'm like, you don't need a hammer.
Sometimes they're on sale. Listen, if you walk past a bucket that has $2 hammers in it and you don't grab one, that's on you. That's how but America won the Cold War
by
a $2 hammer.
If we needed to nail something in the wall, you're like, oh man, where's that hammer?
I can never find
them. You can't find them. There's a million of them in this house.
Last thing, flashlights.
Oh, sorry, I knew you were going to say it. The goddamn flashlights.
Okay. Last two. Ready?
Yeah.
Karma Camille.
Hey, hon. We've been watching that music video a lot recently.
Yeah, it has been. Karma chameleon. And finally, Hoagie Fest gets us.
Hey, hon.
Great He Gets Us jokes mixed in with the classic of the Hoagie Fest.
Wait, there's people that don't live near Wawa that don't know what Hoagie Fest is.
Okay, so Hoagie Fest, first thing you need to understand is what a Wawa is.
Okay.
Imagine a gas station.
We eat at gas stations. It's a thing.
people of the people of Philadelphia get most of their diet via gas station food.
I
want to
let you know that our gas station food was so popular, they stopped making them in the gas stations, and they're just Wawas with no gas stations.
No, it started out.
Yeah.
It started out not a gas station.
Yeah, then they got gas.
It was a deli,
mm-hmm.
And then they were like, listen, everybody's pulling up anyway. They probably need gas.
Yep.
So they added gas.
Yeah.
And then they said, listen, we're not really making that much money on the gas.
No. But it's and pulling then, in the sandwich money.
But the sandwich money is going hard.
Yeah, coffee money too.
But so is the inner city fights in yeah. the middle that go viral every other weekend.
So they had to close the inner city Wawa's for a while.
Yeah, especially
and
the
then
on
they
Broad
brought
Street.
Them back.
Yeah, but now
then they closed them again.
But now they're all app based.
Yeah,
it's confusing.
It's, I don't
all
like,
you
anyway,
guys need to know.
Once a year, they throw a big hoagie fest
where the hoagies are cheaper.
They're cheaper hoagies,
but they make it a weird psychedelic experience where everybody's wearing tie dye.
It's like a fish concert inside this gas station.
Well, they make it. They try to make hoagie fest like the Yellow Submarine Beatles movie.
Oh,
you wouldn't understand that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you hate the Beatles, but you like wings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to admit that to the people?
I never said I hated the Beatles. I just don't appreciate the Beatles the way other people do.
Okay.
But I do like Paul McCartney, especially his Christmas songs.
Okay. See, this is where it gets weird. Watch this. Do you like Paul McCartney?
Not really.
No, but when their songs come on, listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like George Harrison?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You like Ringo Starr?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
John Lennon. That's what it is. It's not that you hate the Beatles. Uh-huh. You just don't like John Lennon.
Yeah. It's probably true.
It's 100% true. We've been over this. Every time I'll be driving the car and George Harrison comes on, I'm like, I know she hates the Beatles. I love the Beatles. And I go change it.
I'm singing along.
And you're like, the song rules. Oh, I love this. Oh, yeah, no, Hallelujah. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, mm-hmm, what are you... Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna or whatever, George Harrison. You're singing along to George. You'll sing along to George Harrison deep cuts.
Yeah. But not
then,
the Beatles.
But then Help comes on. You want to rip the stereo out of the car.
Yeah.
All right. With that.
That's all the Hey Huns?
That's all the Hey Huns.
We did
let
it.
Me hit the button.
Hey Huns, let's meet our team leaders.
So, with that.
Okay.
We have a rip-roaring episode for everybody.
It's wild.
I don't want to spoil the surprise.
What are we going to name this episode if we're not going to spoil it?
I think we use a specific title for the guest.
Got it.
And that's enough.
All right.
That's going to be enough.
Okay.
So ladies and gentlemen, we present to you this episode, originally recorded back in mid-October.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible time. Sit back, relax, and to all of you out there, have yourself a great week.
Yeah.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pearl Mania. 500, and we're back for the first time.
Okay.
Mrs. Pearlmania.
Yes.
I know that a lot of people know you as that title.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a Mrs. Pearlmania before a Mrs. Pearlmania.
Oh, yeah, there was.
And she is here today. And so to stop people being confused,
mm-hmm,
of there being two Mrs. Pearlmania, we're going to refer to her by her teaching title.
Yep.
Which is Magistra Pearlmania. Ladies and gentlemen, on the show is my mother, Magistra Pearlmania. Say hello.
Woo, let's go.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Yeah, so we asked her to be on the show because as she wanted a grandchild more than anybody else on this earth. And we said, if you're going to have a grandchild,
you're going to work for it.
You're going to work. And we've been sitting around and writing down topics and coming up with different ideas. And there was a day where Mrs. P and I went to the library and I sat down. I started doing a book report research,
mm-hmm,
on a Roman emperor.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait, my mom's a fucking Latin teacher with an archaeology degree. I think she knows something about Roman empires. Am I
just
right?
Just a little something.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. So with that, we decided to have her come on this episode. And so I reached out to her. I said, hey, what's like a crazy Roman emperor? And I'm like, Hadrian, Nero, Caligula. And she's like, Commodus.
I don't know who that is.
Exactly. Not many people do. But Magisha Pearlmania is here today, and she's going to explain to us all about this. So before we get started, Mom.
Yes.
What is your background? What is, we don't, you know, the listeners know that both of us have associate's degrees from community college, right. But you have an actual degree.
Yes, I do.
You do. Why don't you explain that to us?
So I went to the University of North Carolina, and I have a degree, a bachelor's degree in classical archaeology, and I have a master's degree in classical archaeology.
Yes, she does.
That's right.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
Go Tar Heels.
Yeah, go Tar Heels. I was raised in the Tar Heel fight song.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were.
In the bathtub.
Yes, you were.
That will not happen to your grandson.
Yes, it will.
Oh, okay. Wow, see?
At my house.
At your house. So with that being said, we are going to go ahead and get started on this episode. So are you excited, Mrs. P?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Mom?
Of course.
I'm excited to watch you get bullied. You think this is going to go nicely for you, and that's funny.
I think it's going to go. That's basically at this point. So just so you know, Mom, we just did an episode that the listeners will hear about Heinrich Schliemann explaining what a bag of shit that guy was.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he detonated Troy
while
searching for Troy and all those different things. So you have a much different view of archaeology than he did because you have actually done some digs at some sites.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get started here on the Emperor Commodus. So where do you want to begin?
Well, since most people don't know who he is, I think we need to back up a little bit and start kind of at the beginning just to say Julius Caesar was never an emperor.
Okay.
Augustus was the first emperor.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole series of emperors that die with Nero, and they're all related back to Augustus.
Okay.
Okay. After that, there's a bunch of people who die in a year, and then there's the Flavians. And while they're famous is because Vespasian is the one who built the Colosseum.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
And so he had two sons, Titus and Domitian. Titus was the good son. Domitian, everybody thought he was a toad.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, that was the nicest thing people said about Domitian.
Okay.
In fact, the early Christians, when they used the 666 for Satan, that was him.
Okay. Gotcha.
So he's murdered in 96. And what happens is...
96 AD.
Yeah.
No, 1996.
Yeah. So 96. And the thing is we're just because we're going back then, we're going to... She doesn't understand the rules of pre-potato, post-potato.
Mm.
So we'll suspend that for my mother today.
Yeah.
So just so you know...
This sounds pre-potato.
This is very pre-potato, though. All right? But it's 96 AD for everybody thinking out there. We're talking about 1900 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mom, just so you know.
Yeah.
Because there's always, you know, how there's CE versus AD and BC versus
BCE.
BCE
and CE.
And all the different stuff. And people roll their eyes and they get really upset about it. We've come up with a new system over here, which is pre-potato, post-potato.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time of the year are we talking about? Are we talking about before the potato existed or after? And you're clearly... Pre-potato.
You're pre-potato.
So it's 96.
A Domitian. Sad, horrible time to be alive. Yeah. No potatoes.
Yeah. Now, Titus was the one who sacked Jerusalem, right?
Titus is the one who sacked Jerusalem.
Okay.
And although we think of him, like we don't like him because he sacked, you know, Jerusalem, he was actually a very effective ruler and people thought he would do a really good job. But even as a child, like people hated Domitian.
Okay, gotcha.
So just so we know, like people...
So everyone always hated this
Everybody always hated him. And then as he got... He got ultimate power and realized people didn't like him. He started doing things like having his opponents killed, much like who we're going to talk about today. But then what happens is they pick an old guy, he's actually only 61 and I'm 68, but whatever.
Okay.
Nerva. And Nerva's going to be thrown out, but he's smart enough to go pick Trajan, who is a really important Roman commander of the army. And he says, well, don't throw me out. I'll just be like a caretaker, and then Trajan will come along.
Gotcha.
And then after that, because Nerva didn't have any kids, all right?
Okay.
So what I had always been told was that these five good emperors, and then you get to Commodus, the reason they were five good emperors was their children didn't rule. What they didn't mention, or I didn't know until I prepared for your thing, none of them had sons that survived.
Okay.
To rule.
So they would have, but they couldn't.
But they
because
couldn't.
They didn't.
Yeah. Because they didn't.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
Perfect.
So, you know, Trajan happens, Hadrian happens, Antoninus Pius happens, Marcus Aurelius happens, who's a very important emperor. He writes his little meditations. He's a Stoic.
Yeah.
You know
who really likes Marcus Aurelius, Mom?
Who?
You might not know this. Who really likes Marcus? Internet Nazis.
Really?
Yes. Internet Nazis love to quote Marcus Aurelius. Oh, it's so weird. I just wanted you to know.
No, I did not know that.
I don't know that we should spend a podcast introducing your mother to Nazi meme lore.
I think that it's important.
It's important?
Well, it's also for the listeners, too, okay. Because some of them would be like, I've heard of Marcus Aurelius. Because they've heard of Marcus Aurelius because right. of the Gladiator movie.
The Gladiator movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's at the beginning. So we're talking about the beginning of the movie Gladiator.
Right.
Marcus Aurelius, really old emperor.
Right.
That scene. So if you guys have, if you want to, you could pause this right now. Go watch all of Russell Crowe's The Gladiator.
Yeah.
And then come back and my mom's going to tell you how all of it's wrong.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. All right.
Well, not all of it, but okay. It is true. He's with his son and he's, by the way, he's really old. He's 58 when he dies.
Marcus Aurelius?
Yes, he's only 58.
He's paid playback. I was in his 80s.
I know.
It's like Peter O'Toole,
he's
right?
Only, yeah, he's only like 58.
Well, people didn't have sunblock back then.
That's true.
And Commodus in the movie looks like he's, what, in his 20s?
Yeah, like late 20s. It's Joaquin Phoenix.
He's 17 to 18.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay.
He's quite young.
Mm. So Joaquin Phoenix is playing a really haggard 17-year-old
yes.
in the movie?
Yes.
Hard living.
Okay. So Marcus Aurelius, just so we get a little bit more of a feeling for him at the end mm-hmm. of this Five Good Emperors, what made him good?
Well, he and the others, what they did was they practiced good governance. They okay. didn't put people to death. They didn't go after the ruling class. And how a lot of emperors could make their money is, let's say you're out spending money, all the money you want because you're the emperor and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
What you do is you raise taxes on everybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, you start saying, well, you know, Alex is plotting against me. I'll have him killed and I'll take his property.
Okay. And so that's not good.
That's not good.
That's not
Wait
good.
Wait a minute.
Seizing
that's really
people's
weird.
Property and killing people.
I'm trying to make.
Turns out not to be a good
but
piece
what
of
if,
advice.
But what if you're trying to make Rome great again?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, like, okay. What if I'm like SPQRing the shit out of this? So you're telling me that I shouldn't behead my enemies
no.
just because they happen to be rich and then take
no.
all their money and then
no.
tack their hands to the walls?
It never ends well.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Because
gotcha.
You wind up
That's
being
how
killed.
You end up on the bad list
yes.
of bad emperors.
Oh. You know what? Let me tell you how low the bar is. Not beheading your enemies because you're broke
right.
means you're good.
You're good.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, all right. So now I know why you call me a good son all the time.
Yes.
I haven't beheaded any enemies.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Well,
that's
you know,
time.
That's how you
there's
know
time.
She's a good mom and a good teacher. I made a declaration.
And then she knows you. She said, not yet.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. It's totally possible.
Well, it's only partially possible because you married well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So nice.
All right.
Nice.
So we can all tell why she listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
To hear you.
Yeah.
Much like our Patreons. Okay. So Marcus Aurelius, he is 58 years old.
Yes.
Ancient.
Ancient. Ancient by Roman standards.
By Roman standards.
Yes.
And by Hollywood actress standards.
Yes.
The AO, no?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
But so he's 58.
Yeah.
And where are they now when he's 58?
They're in the Danube. They're fighting the Germans.
Okay. Where's the Danube? That's in like Germany?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're in Germany. And okay. the whole idea, the Romans kept having, you know, the hordes would come down from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And so Augustus, Julius Caesar was going to solve the problem, but he was assassinated.
Yep.
Augustus was going to solve the problem. He sends legions up and Titus Varus screws around in, well, not literally, but he's not a very good commander and he sends yeah. his soldiers into the woods and the whole legions are wiped out.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And so Augustus after that says, okay, the boundaries are going to be like these major rivers.
Okay.
Like the Rhine or the Danube, whatever. We're not going to go any further.
Gotcha.
Because there's nothing there. That's why when the Nazis kept trying to say they were a master race,
mm-hmm. yeah.
like when they went looking and they would do these archaeological digs, the reason they had to stop was they found huts.
Okay, gotcha.
They found no, you know, there's no Colosseum, there's yeah. no Parthenon, there's yeah. no pyramids, there's nothing.
Yeah, meanwhile, that's Italian. That's Italian
right.
as hell.
Yeah.
And they're like, look at all this Italian stuff. They're like, look at all the cool stuff the Italians had.
Yeah.
And then the Germans
yeah.
just had some twigs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay,
mm-hmm.
gotcha. I gotcha.
I gotcha.
All right.
All right, so they're fighting on there, and he gets sick and dies. He had been in poor health at times. In fact, a very famous physician, Galen,
okay.
had taken care of him at times.
Okay.
But anyhow, he dies, and in the movie, right as he's dying, he says to Maximus, who's this mythical commander.
Which is Russell Crowe.
Which is Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
He says, you know, my son is not fit to rule. But all of that's not true, because at five, well, I know you back up. Marcus Aurelius had 14 children.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Which I did not know either.
Okay.
A bunch of children.
All with the same woman?
Yes. He married the daughter of Antoninus Pius, who was the emperor before him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all these children.
Okay.
But almost none of them survive.
So Marcus Aurelius...
Super bad at having
yeah.
children.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. So Marcus Aurelius then, he is the son-in-law of
yes.
the prior emperor.
Yes.
So Marcus Aurelius, who all these people think is great, is basically mm-hmm. the Jared Kushner... of the Roman world. Nepo is what you're telling me.
He's a Nepo baby. He just married in.
It's not direct blood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. I just want to be clear about it. So he marries this lady. They have 14 kids.
Yes.
And only the one survives?
One son survives and like three or four daughters.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. Because
we're going to get to the daughter in a second.
Okay.
So anyway, he, when they say, you know, so Commodus is the only one that survives. In fact, he was a twin and his older brother died like at 4 or 5 or something.
Mm. Okay.
And so he, when he was 5, he was made a Caesar. Okay.
Okay.
Then,
okay.
Then when he was 14, he got his toga.
Gotcha.
And then it goes on and on and
so
on. He gets his armor.
What does made a Caesar mean?
He gets his title.
It's a salad.
And what it's a sign, like I'm grooming my child to be the next emperor.
Okay.
Whoa. So he gives him all these honors and he makes him an imperator, like a commander, even though he's really not. He goes with his father on.
So he's like, he's like, you're like baby vice president.
Right.
Kind of. Okay.
Right. And
gotcha.
And then in 177 or 76, he makes him co-ruler with him.
Okay.
So he really can't be consul because you have to be in your 30s to be consul if you remember your Latin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's this order you have to go
in. The way she just pointed at him, yeah. Like he should know that.
Yeah.
My eyes got big. Okay. My eyes flashed before my eyes.
Immediately in trouble.
My whole life flashed before my eyes in that moment. Okay, so.
So he had done all these things.
Wait. So I just want to be clear. So yeah. There's an ancient rule that says you can't be the consul, which is basically like one of the two presidents of Rome.
Right.
Unless you're 30.
Mm-hmm. You have to be over 30.
You have to be over 30.
Yeah.
But there's also a rule of no kings, but they have an emperor.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. Just want to be clear, but they're like, listen,
so,
you can't break this rule,
right,
though.
Right, right, yeah. Right.
But he can be a co-emperor. He can
but
sit up on the side.
But there's a 5-year-old boss baby?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
This is making a lot of sense. I'm glad we based our entire republic off of this. This sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
So anyway, he becomes co-ruler with his father in 177.
Okay.
He's born in 161, so he's 15.
Okay,
right?
So
is
it's
right?
15. Oh, God.
So he's co-ruler.
That's
although,
gross.
Although realize his father's not letting him do whatever he wants. He's with his dad on the battlefield and stuff.
Yeah.
Where he's with him, you know,
he's
in the campaign.
He's out there.
He's out there. But if you're saying like he, you know, he says to Russell Crowe, he's not worthy, blah, blah, blah. There's no evidence of that because
he
keeps
he's giving him titles.
He's giving him titles.
He's
taking him with him. They had a triumphal, you know, moment in Rome where they have a triumph. Then he puts his son in the chariot, whereas he walks along or runs along beside to show everybody, this is my son. So he didn't do anything that would say, I don't think he's good enough. I don't think he's prepared. I don't think, you know, he's done everything he can to put him in position.
Gotcha.
So then Marcus Aurelius dies.
Okay.
Okay. And then his son Commodus, he had advisors for his son.
Okay.
And as long as his son stuck with the advisors, he did really well.
Okay.
And his advisors had him go make this great speech to the soldiers where he says, like, you know, you and I, Marcus, you know, Marcus is really our dad. He's your dad and he's my dad. But I was the only one that was born in the purple, meaning he was born, you know, I'm the
regal.
Only one.
Regal,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, but, you know, everything we do to honor him. And then he gave him a whole bunch of money.
Nice.
Well, yeah, that's a good way
to get people
listen,
to like it.
Listen, I would get an applause break every time if I just started shooting cash out of t-shirt cannons into the crowd.
I mean, hot dogs. We could do hot dogs. You'd still get a good.
Oh, that's true.
I love the hot dog cannon at the Phillies game. I'm just going to tell you.
There she is. I've never gotten one. There she is.
One day we will.
No,
one day
no,
we're
no.
Get one.
I just want to say right there, I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for you to be just like, okay, wait, we can go on tangents? Yes, enjoy it. Yes, enjoy it.
We want to get that hot dog from the gun.
Yeah, exactly.
There's something real American about a hot dog and a gun.
There is. I mean, what other country has that?
Yeah,
I mean, really.
Being shot from the back of a 4-wheeler by a man dressed as a
Philly fanatic.
The Philly fanatic. Who's from the Galapagos Islands?
Yeah. I was thinking I could be a really good Philly fanatic for Halloween this year. I'm just saying.
And I don't mean to go off on a tangent, pregnant? But yeah. I met the Philly fanatic many
you
years
met
ago.
The Philly fanatic?
Yes, I did. I got kissed by the Philly fanatic.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you want a one-upper?
No, I don't want a one-upper because I don't want to do it.
No, you don't want to do
Let
it.
Let her have her time.
Okay, that's good. Mrs. P, just for the listeners out there and for my mom, it doesn't matter what you say. You'll be like, oh, yeah, I got kissed by the Philly fanatic. She'd be like, oh, okay. I got kissed by Tony Danza. You're like, what the fuck?
That did happen.
There's so many times I've seen her body people with people that she's met in real life. And then it's so casual and it's annoying as hell to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like I went to the White House. I was like, I went to the White House. She's like, nobody gives a shit. And I'm like, what?
And I was like, one time Bruce Willis gave me a high five.
Yeah. And I'm like, great. That's awesome. Okay, so back to Commodus.
Yes.
He's 15. He's paying people to like him.
No, well, he's
by that
17
point,
now.
He's 17 to 18 when his
okay.
dad dies.
Yeah, so he's 17, 18, which, again, gross. Mm-hmm. I just want to point out, we're talking about a gross teenage boy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, good news. They wear sandals. There are no socks around.
Okay.
All right, so he's out there. He's being gross. He's just a gross kid. He pays off the soldiers. He gives a good speech. And everyone's like, rah-rah, sis goomba, we're following this dude. Back to Rome? What are they doing now?
Well, first, his advisors wanted him to stay and finish the war.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. then his friend said, what are you, stupid? Why don't we go back to Rome and have a good time?
There yeah. it is. Let's go. Teen boys.
Yeah.
Teen boys with money.
Yeah.
Cash.
Dad said, nobody can tell you. Literally, no one can tell you anything.
Shit. He's the emperor.
Yeah, you're... I don't know if you know this, bro. Like, you know, like all your relatives are living gods who are now dead. So, yeah. Okay. So, who does he listen to? Does he listen to the advisors or the friends?
Well, in the beginning, he listens to the advisors.
Okay.
And then his advisors every day were saying, like, well, you shouldn't go party with your friends. You should do this.
Yeah,
you should
sit up straight.
And then he didn't really want to fight the war. So, what he did was he was quite smart. He says to his advisors, I need to go back to Rome because I'm concerned that my not being in Rome, somebody else, because I'm so young, someone else might come along. I need to go back to Rome. But what
that's actually fair.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, I'll give
so
that.
They all believed him. And then he went back to Rome and he just partied. Started and just partied hard.
Yeah.
Let's go.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
This sounds like Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. And I just want to say that when someone's 18, like I taught 27 years. And in my 27 years, I had 2 18-year-old boys who could have been good emperors.
Okay.
They out of all, two.
The two. Two. They would have been good enough to sack Jerusalem? That's what you're saying?
Well, yeah, they would have been good enough to rule an empire.
I like the idea
they
that
were
out of
enough.
These, out of what I'm assuming is hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah, hundreds. Hundreds of teenagers. Maybe 1,000.
Thousand teenagers.
Hundreds of suburban American teenagers in
teenagers.
South Jersey.
And two.
Only two of them. And out of those numbers, those two, not you.
Yeah.
At 18...
Yeah, at 18.
What about now? Would I be a good emperor now, Mom?
I think you would, actually.
Okay, see?
I think look your at that. Heart's because, in the right place.
Because, okay.
By the way, you also, let's go back to the, you married well.
I married well.
So whenever you start to like to stray off the good path, I know she's going to smack you upside the head.
Yeah, okay.
And then she's going to call me, and then I'm going to come and smack you upside the head.
And I'm going to say, listen, we're not beheading people.
Right.
Aw, but then we get their money.
Nope.
But what if...
We got to get their money the old-fashioned way, through cults and MLMs.
Okay, gotcha. My mom doesn't know what an MLM is.
No.
She doesn't.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been to a Mary Kay party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but she doesn't know what the term MLM.
Oh, it means multi-level marketing scheme.
Okay.
It's a pyramid scheme.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now they call them MLMs.
Okay. They had to rebrand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Commodus has rebranded. He's left the battlefield. He's left Germany. Mm-hmm. He was tired of being in tents in the woods with a bunch of old men.
Right.
Boring.
And he goes back to Rome.
Right.
And he just starts partying immediately.
Well,
or?
In the beginning, he shows up to Rome. He goes up to the temple of Jupiter Optimus Maximus, which is on top of the Capitoline Hill. He does okay for a little bit. Like he makes a good show.
Okay.
And then he just starts partying and doing whatever he wants to. And of course, the people around him, he pushes away the good people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
and he's surrounded by people who are like, why don't you just go and party? So he has a series of people that he entrusts to go run the empire while he supposedly had 300 women and 300 young boys at his service.
Okay.
These are all these stories. So there's different sources we have for what happened. So all of this, you can't all take it as like the truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But all of them paint a pretty dark picture. So
And real quick, one thing to keep in mind is, because this happens a lot in especially Roman history and history all over the world, is once a guy who sucks dies, the stories do grow.
Yeah.
Like they grow like pretty quickly. Yeah. Like, you know, we all just, you know, hopefully, I don't know, when people listen to this, but you know, Trump currently isn't president, but when he was, you know, we all witnessed certain things, but like slowly over time, you start to hear things and crazy stories get added on top of it and all this different stuff. So that's why you're saying there's truth, but it's a grain of truth mixed in.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Go ahead.
And some of the sources, like the Historia Augusta, is just crazy. Like he did all these things. He disemboweled people. I just don't think that's, I think some of that's just a little made up, but in general, He did what he wanted.
He
but
was
the
way
was,
too busy having a good time to deal with running the show.
Right. And the problem with that is people are around, the people who are doing the work are around going, well, why should I do all this work? I could just get rid of him and then I could be emperor.
Boom.
Gotcha. So they're starting to think about it.
Cut out the middleman.
Right. Yeah,
he's drunk anyway. Right. He's not going to notice.
Exactly. And by the way, what they would do, well, let's go back to his sister. So in the movie, Gladiator.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember,
yeah.
His sister is the one who tries to help him and advise him. Mm-hmm. She actually is the one who plots against him first.
Smart. Oh. Smart. Well, who plays the sister?
I got to look it up.
Look it up. We all need right. to know.
Yeah, look that up.
I need okay. to know who I'm imagining.
Well, you keep talking.
I like how the idea, like when we were literally a moment ago talking right. about if he's the emperor, how I'd actually be making the decisions. And right. just like, well, who's the sister? Who's the gal making the decisions here?
It was Connie Nielsen.
I'm looking at her and she does not look as though she would be Mediterranean.
There, that yeah, she's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she played Wonder Woman's mom as well.
Oh, okay.
In the Wonder Woman movies.
Yeah. It's a blonde lady with blue eyes.
Yeah, it's in the 2000s, that was the type of actress look they used to constantly choose to play, like Helen of Troy, mm-hmm, or they'd yeah, be like, yeah. it's kind of Mediterranean. It's like, oh, no. okay, what is that? They're like, oh, yeah, I think on like my mom's side, three generations back, someone was maybe Sicilian.
I did a 23andMe once.
Yeah.
And turns out 1%.
Yeah, so you're in.
Yep.
But yeah, she has stunning eyes. I'll yeah. give her that.
Blue ones.
But yeah, Richard Harris. I said Peter O'Toole earlier. I
yes,
got him
Richard Harris.
Richard Harris played Marcus
Yo,
Aurelius.
Russell Crowe looks bad.
In the picture I pulled up, yeah.
yeah.
So does Joaquin Phoenix.
Oof, they both look a little bloaty.
Funny story though about Richard. I think, was Richard Harris? I know Peter O'Toole. I think Richard Harris also was a virulent alcoholic.
Yes.
He was? Well, but you were right on
wow.
it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, he was she a crazy that. Alcoholic. Yeah. And I think, didn't he also write that... I Left the Cake Out in the Rain song. Isn't that Richard Harris?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I'll deal with it in the break when okay. we get to the break. But yeah, so anyways.
Okay, so sister starts,
there's a little bit of backstory because okay. his sister was married off to the co-emperor. So when Antoninus Pius picks Marcus Aurelius, he also picks a guy named Lucius Verus.
Okay.
Whose actual name had Commodus in it. That's where. Right. That's why the son was named Commodus. But anyway.
Okay, gotcha.
And he marries his daughter,
mm-hmm.
Okay. to Antoninus's daughter, right? Mm-hmm. But they get married. And so she was like co-empress for a while. You
nice.
Get it?
Yeah.
And then Lucius Verus dies.
Okay.
And he marries her off to a guy. So he was probably 18 years older than her. She got married at like 15 or something. Mm-hmm. And then he marries her off to a guy who's in his 50s, which, you know, you're yeah. like 23 Oof. And you're married to someone.
Listen, it's a common story yes, we've dealt with on
yes,
the show.
But anyway.
It gets weird.
It gets weird.
By the time you get to 30, though.
But, you know. He's dead.
Yeah. She's used to being empress. And in the meantime, Commodus had been married to somebody named Brutia. Beautiful name, right?
Brutia
Crispina. And okay. so she was not real happy with Crispina, even though Commodus showed no affection for her. They never had any kids, nothing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't sitting in like the first chair.
But Commodus had, well, he had the 300 women and boys.
So he's
like, I don't
know. He's busy.
Yeah.
He's really busy.
Who do you want to hang out with? I want to hang out with Brutia.
No.
But
what about Bruschetta over here?
Yeah.
Hey.
Whoa.
Gabagoo.
So anyway, she has a plot and she gets a relative who's going to go and everyone's getting tired of all the partying and whatever. Like, let's just get rid of him.
Okay.
So they pick somebody, but the guy was one of those people that just can't act. He has to go make a speech.
Okay.
So as Commodus is coming out of this tunnel, he says, you know, the Senate is going to strike a death blow against you, rah, rah, and goes on this rant and he's grabbed.
Yeah.
And so he's grabbed, and then they realize what's going on. So now Commodus hates the Senate because he thinks all the Senate was in on it, even mm-hmm. though they weren't. He hates his sister because it goes back to his sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he has his sister, who's so prominent in the movie, who is there at the end
yeah.
when Maximus is killed and everybody's killed. His sister's still alive. No. He sends her to Capri, and he has her executed at Capri.
Oh, okay.
He also has his wife executed, supposedly for adultery, which is hilarious because all he did was...
Yeah, yeah. All he did was do... Was, you know, yeah.
I thought this was going to have a better ending. I was like, she gets to go to Capri? No. I wanted to go to Capri.
Capri's really lovely.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place. And that's a small island off of the coast of Italy, right?
It's off of Naples.
Off of Naples, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I like the idea that like the reason that he got caught is that he did that thing that evil villains do at the end of a movie.
Monologue.
Yeah, the guy monologues.
Like, and this is why I did it, and this is how I did it, and it's like, we don't know. You don't need to do this. You're wasting time.
Yeah, so the guy.
He was a Batman villain.
They're walking through a dark hallway.
Right.
It's a tunnel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's not lights. Right. Maybe torchlight at best. maybe just the natural light of the day. And this guy steps out of the shadow and goes, "For the Senate and people of Rome, I shall go and strike you down, for you are the tyrant emperor."
No.
And then the guy tackles him?
Yes.
Yeah. Fucking
idiot. The Praetorian guard.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The security guards.
Yeah.
That's, no.
You got to be stealthy.
You got to get in there.
But he had to go make a speech.
John Wilkes Booth popped first. Then he yelled, "Sic Semper Tyrannis."
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He didn't show up. And that was an actor.
Yeah.
He didn't come out and be like, "I have a great monologue, real fast. Sic Semper Tyrannis, long live the South, whatever, pop, pop." No, he went pop, pop, break a leg.
Yep.
That's the order. That's why we say break a leg to people now.
I don't think that's why we say
that. Because all actors are assassins.
Okay.
That's from the movie Zoolander.
Okay, so that guy gets caught.
Yes.
That guy gets caught.
Sister gets murdered.
Wife's dead.
So now he still doesn't want to. You would think after that, you would say, you know, what I need to do? I need to suck up to the Senate.
Okay.
I need to make a lot of friends. Maybe I need to actually rule and do things. No. He comes and finds another person named Perennis, and he puts him in charge.
Okay.
So Perennis, after a while, is doing all the, he's selling commissions, changing, you know, doing whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
And he's giving money to communists, but he's keeping most of it for himself.
So he's just
keeping
off the communists. Top.
Nice.
Yeah.
Then he puts his sons as prefects in charge of Illyricum, which is over off the coast of, like, Romania or somewhere. It's over
okay.
There, And he has a plot. He's like, well, why should I do all this when I can just put myself and my sons in charge?
Gotcha. Okay.
But in the meantime, by screwing over all these other people, the soldiers in Britain actually come to Rome and say, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. And it might be this one or Cleander. It doesn't matter. But there are two people in a row where he's denounced. They kill the sons. I think one of them, they actually cut his genitals off, stuffed them in his mouth, and then and slit his throat. It's a true story. That's what the
fact
story
check
says.
That one.
Wait. Okay.
But Perennis was beheaded.
Well, hold on. No. Wait.
Turkey dinner. You got to put the apples and the onions in there.
Let's roll it back a little bit. So back to back.
Yeah.
So his first dude, he has to have that guy killed. He actually has running everything for him. Let's call him general manager.
The first one is his sister.
Yeah, right. his sister works as the first general manager.
Right.
And then he discovers that she's stealing money and trying to take over everything, and she's going to get him fired by killing him. So he gets rid of her. Then the second guy shows up. Same story.
Yeah.
And then the third, and he has him beheaded.
Right.
And then the third guy shows up with his two sons.
No, that's still the second guy with the two sons.
The second guy with his two sons. Yeah. Okay. So the second guy with the two sons, he has the sons killed, denounces him. And then kills that guy, beheads him.
Yes.
And then the third guy. So we're on the third general manager. If this was a restaurant, this restaurant would have gone under.
Right.
Right, Mrs. P?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like we've worked at this bar.
I definitely did.
Yeah.
It was called Growlers.
Oh, Jesus.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore. I work there, too. All right. So, okay. I feel like we have a pattern showing up here, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
The pattern is Commodus wants to party.
Right.
And then he wants to put somebody else in charge.
Right.
And then someone else is like, why am I doing all the work if you get to party?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right.
That feels like why you don't want a dictator.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So then the third guy, well, in the meantime, there's some guy who's a former soldier. He tries to come to Rome and have him killed, and he's beheaded. So there's a beheading thing going on.
Okay.
And then there's a plague. Because there always has to be a plague.
There's a plague.
The plague had been coming around Rome since Marcus Aurelius' time.
Are we talking about like black lung or locusts?
Bubonic
plague?
No,
they think it might have been smallpox, actually.
Oh.
Okay. So it's a plandemic.
It's a plandemic.
Wow.
Yeah.
People didn't want to get shots even then. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So then Cleander takes over.
Okay.
This guy, Cleander. He has another like chamberlain. A lot of these people are like ex-slaves. Who came up through the imperial household, they're greatly trusted because as these conspiracies are happening, what Commodus is doing is he's tightening his circle of people that he interacts with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
So, the bubble's getting smaller
and smaller.
Yeah, and one thing to mention, because you just mentioned they're ex-slaves, is a lot of them, they're Greek slaves, right?
Yeah.
That's why, because the Greeks were more learned, they could read, they could write, they could do all these different things. And so some of the random rich guys, they just like fighting and killing and fucking. And so the Greek slave was who you wanted to have around.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So Cleander could have been Greek. So anyway, what happens then is that there's a food shortage, a grain shortage. Mm. And the story is it was either Cleander or a guy named Dionysus, who was the guy who controlled all the grain that comes in from Egypt.
Okay.
So there's a food shortage to drive the price up so that these two guys can make a lot of money, or Dionysus or Cleander can make a lot of money.
Huh.
And the people get really upset because they're hungry.
Yeah.
So in the Roman system, you got free food every day.
Wait, so there was a plague, and then there was followed by a lot of inflation on food prices?
Yes, so it's like a thing.
Huh.
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 Hmm.
Weird.
Yeah.
So, and also on top of that, it sounds like they're cornering the market, and they're not doing indigo.
Yep.
So, yeah, so they're cornering the market. But you just mentioned something. So in Rome, you could get free food every day?
Yes.
Yep.
They had a bread line every day. So
every day.
There's a Latin phrase you should know.
Okay.
Panem et circenses.
Okay.
Which means bread and circuses.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the truth of the matter is, even in America, if you feed people and you entertain them, they don't complain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they don't get food and they don't get good entertainment that they get pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you think about all the emperors, why did Vespasian build the Colosseum? And part of it was, he was not from royal blood. How do you suck up to people? You entertain them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. So this whole bread thing had been going on for a long time, and now there's a famine. So the people, though, didn't blame Commodus for whatever reason. They blamed Cleander. And they actually figure out where the emperor is. He had seized, he wasn't still killing people and taking their money and, you know, whatever. And he had taken this huge villa on the Appian Way called the Villa of the Quintilii, I think. And he killed the brothers already. So
Who had? Commodus?
Commodus had.
Okay, so Commodus kills some brothers, takes their house.
It was a really great villain. He had, like, made it bigger and everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Again, it's location.
So, but this is like mob shit. So he goes and he gets the good house on the edge of the suburbs.
Yeah.
And now all he's it's two exits off the turnpike.
Yes, literally.
It's right, like, down the road.
He's like 4 miles right outside of Rome.
Gotcha. So that's where, he's there.
Yeah, he's there.
And inside Rome, it's going to shit because nobody can get food. Everybody's starving to death.
So the people decide to march.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't know what's going on, and they don't want to, Cleander doesn't want him to find out. So he sends soldiers out to kill a bunch of the people. But anyway, Commodus finally finds out, and he has Cleander beheaded and all of his children killed.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. But you said that when the crowd's marching, it's because they believe that he doesn't know, that Commodus doesn't know.
Well, they want to go tell Commodus what Cleander's doing.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm. Right?
Gotcha. And it feels like a lot of times this happens with dictators, and especially authoritarians, is people really buy into the hype of their story.
Right. Yeah.
And so people will think, like, if you go back to just Trump pretty recently, there was a lot of people who were like, oh, well, Trump's not the bad guy. It's Mike Pence. Trump's not the bad guy.
Right.
It's this advisor over here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's all, if I could talk to him, and I'm like, dude, you live in a fucking trailer park.
Mm.
You smoke meth.
Yeah.
Like, Trump doesn't want to talk to you. You don't wear Gucci.
How dare you? My pillow guy smokes meth, and he gets to talk to Trump all the time.
No, he smoked crack.
Oh, damn.
He smoked crack, and it's when he stopped smoking crack when the trouble started.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, when you go back on Mike Lindell's story, the My Pillow guy, when he was smoking crack, everything was fine.
Yeah.
Go look at the economy. Economy was doing great when my Pillow guy was smoking crack. So this is the fifth guy now, right?
This is, well, let's see. We've got his sister.
His sister.
We've got Perennis.
Yep.
We've got this guy named Maternus, the former soldier.
Yep.
And now we've got Cleander.
So that's the fourth guy.
It's the fourth beheading. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's beheaded. His head was put on a spear and given to the people.
Oh, like a lollipop.
And then they killed his children and his friends.
Bummer.
And then Cleander, I'm sorry.
Why the friends? I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's guilt by association.
It is. Definitely.
Yeah.
And so then what they do is the emperor is afraid to go back into Rome. But he's convinced to go, and he's greeted as a hero.
Commodus is. Okay.
Because you had this bad advisor. It's all about him. You're the really good person.
Now that you're back, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Even though you're the guy who picked the advisor and told everybody to listen to him.
Yeah.
Four times in a row.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then, of course, he doesn't change his ways at all, right?
Yeah.
No.
And then there's a fire. A really big fire.
Mm-hmm.
You always hear about the fire of 64 when Nero fiddled when Rome burned, which probably didn't happen. But there's a fire about that big. It starts at the Temple of Peace, which is right in the Roman Forum.
Okay.
And it was the building where everybody that's where the stuff when Titus conquered Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That's where the menorah and all that stuff went.
Oh, yeah. All the treasures.
The gold. All the treasures.
Yeah, the treasures of the Temple of Solomon.
It was supposed to be this beautiful building with all of this stuff, and a lot of wealthy people kept their gold there.
Okay.
So it's all destroyed.
So it's basically a giant vault. The Temple of Peace is a giant vault. Well, is that the one that had the two doors?
No.
No, that's a different one.
Okay. So anyway, this burns, and then the fire starts moving towards the Temple of Vesta. And why that's so important is, in the Temple of Vesta, when Aeneas flees burning Troy, he snatches this statue of, of the goddess. Mm-hmm. And it's like this old wooden statue. People don't get to see it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just like if you were to go see, for the Jews, they didn't get to see the Ten Commandments inside of the broken piece of the Ten Commandments.
Inside the Ark of the Covenant.
Right.
Inside the box.
It's the same thing.
If you open it up, Nazi faces melt.
Yeah.
We've mentioned Nazis more on this episode than anyone in a while.
Well.
And I'm glad I didn't hit the button. We actually have a no Nazi guarantee button.
Oh, yeah.
We're definitely not going to talk about Nazis. I had a feeling. I'm like, we're talking about Rome. We're going to end up talking about Nazis. It just happens. Okay. Real quick, just for the listeners, just because you blew through a few things there because you're a Latin teacher and all this stuff makes sense to you. So I want to explain a few things. For those of you guys who don't know, Aeneas is the mythical founder of Rome. Mm-hmm. He is from Troy, where the Trojan War happened with Achilles and the Odyssey and all that different shit with the big horse.
Mm-hmm.
When the big horse gets into Troy and then everybody dies, Aeneas leaves.
Yes, he flees.
He flees. And then him and his family members and his friends, they're the ones who eventually end up in Italy.
Yeah.
And then from them, eventually you end up with the Romans.
Okay.
And so inside this temple is supposed to be this wood statue,
little
figurine or whatever, that it's definitely there. Nobody's allowed to see it, though, because this is proof that we go all the way back to,
it's their foundation myth. Yeah. And not only that, but then they're not regular people because Aeneas' mother was a goddess Venus.
Yeah.
And so the Romans are not just regular people. They're extra mortal.
Obviously.
Right?
Yeah. Makes sense.
And so the Vestal Virgins take the statue and run and people actually get to see it. But the fire keeps burning and it burns until there's a rain. And the reason why people don't realize why Rome burns all the time, it actually is. It doesn't look like it so much today because everything's been built up 15 feet, but there actually were hills. And when they get those certain kind of winds, like the Santa Ana winds you get in California that whip, you can have a fire and it just burns, uncontrollably.
Oh, kind of like when you're walking through a city and when you know how in Philly, how it's like the blocks?
Yeah,
wind tunnels. It's like, the wind tunnels just hit you during that. So it's because of those hills.
Yeah.
So just have strong winds, and then if some ember just goes.
And so it burned.
Okay.
It burned for a couple of days and whatever. And of course, much like Nero, he sees opportunity.
Okay. Mm.
So what I'm going to do, he goes, I'm going to be the second founder of Rome.
Oh.
Okay.
And he's going to build a new city, and he's going to call it Colonna Comitiana.
Commodiana.
Comitiana.
Comitiana.
Yeah, after himself.
That is a big rebrand right there.
Yeah.
That is a pretty big rebrand. And you know what? I think this is the perfect spot, speaking of brands, that we're going to take a short little pause.
Okay.
And during this pause, we are going to, I don't know, maybe listen to the sponsors. I don't even know if we still have them by this point. We're recording this all the way back in October 17th, 2023. You guys are probably hearing this in early January or early February. So we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, you're going to tell us about the second founding of Rome.
Okay.
And more about Commodus, and we're going to talk a little bit more making Rome great again and your direct connection to the villas. So we'll be right back.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And we're back. We're here again with Mrs. P, Magistra Pearlmania, and myself, Alex Pearlman, the host of Pearlmania 500.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm the host.
You're the host?
Yeah.
I didn't know that we
and
made
you're
that.
You're the co-host?
I'm the co-host? And what if I'm the host and you're the co-host?
Then I'm doing a lot of work for a co-host over here.
You're doing a lot.
I'm doing a lot of work.
Okay. All right.
During the break, we did listen to MacArthur Park by Richard Harris from his album A Tramp Shining.
A Tramp Shining about a cake outside.
Yeah, but someone left a cake out in the rain.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a nonsense lyric.
I know.
That he sang. But here's the thing. I, for the longest time, I love Weird Al.
Mm-hmm.
Weird Al Yankovic. And he has a song about Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was a kid, because we used to go, when I used to go over to Grandma's.
Right.
My cousin had the Jurassic Park Alapalooza cassette. I remember listening to it, and they're like, there's a song here called Jurassic Park. I was so excited. The Jurassic Park song by Al Yankovic is a cover of MacArthur Park, except he makes it about Jurassic Park. And it's terrible.
Yeah, of course.
It's like one of Weird Al's worst songs. But the whole time I was like, I don't understand, but like I want to like it because I loved Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I was like 8.
No.
So yeah, this song's forever stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It is just an alcoholic screaming about somebody leaving a cake in a park.
I can't.
Yeah.
If you take time to bake a cake, you're not leaving it outside.
I don't think he baked. I think he bought the cake.
But he was like crying about how we'll lose the recipe forever and we'll never know how to make it again.
Yeah, exactly. Because he paid the person. And I don't know. This feels like a rich guy problems. I paid the man to burn the recipe.
Wow.
I don't know. But speaking of a rich guy problems who paid somebody to burn something and now he has to do something else.
For insurance claims.
We're talking about the Emperor Commodus from the movie The Gladiator. I do want to reiterate to everyone, this whole time, while my mom, Magistra Pearlmania, has been talking, you're supposed to be picturing a younger Joaquin Phoenix, all right, from The Joker?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to be clear. It's like, we're talking about The Joker as the Emperor. So Emperor Joker has now watched all of Rome burn. And he's decided he's going to build a second one.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Right. He didn't. All of it didn't burn, but large portions.
Large portions of it.
Yeah.
A significant portion.
Right.
And so now he's going to rebuild. Now, is he rebuilding on the same area it was with the new name? Or is he going like a mile over?
Well, this
over?
Is his plan.
It's
okay.
a plan. Okay.
It's a plan. But this happens in 191.
191.
And he's assassinated the next year.
Okay. Well, spoiler.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Sorry.
Well.
Okay. So 191. So all of Rome burns down. So we've gone through. He has decapitated 4 people.
Right.
To say the least.
At least three. I mean, at least 3 or 4, yeah.
At least, well, say 4 who were actually...
Well, we don't know how he killed his sister. Maybe he was nicer. He didn't, you know.
I know. But he ordered it, at least.
Yeah,
but at least 4 advisors.
Yeah.
At least 4, like, you know, chief of staffs,
basically. Yeah, he did. He had a lot of
He's people. Gone through them. Everybody starved. Everybody had a plague. Everything was on fire. You know, this is actually, honestly, this is really sounding a lot like 2023.
Yeah.
Wait, the sky was on fire, too? Yeah,
yeah
it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to say I'm still going to be a grandma.
I know.
Okay,
I'm aware.
So as things have happened, I just tell people I'm still going to be a grandma.
Yeah, take that, Marcus Aurelius.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so he says, now what was the name of the town he wanted to call Rome now?
Rome. Colonna, like it's a colony.
Okay.
Commodiana.
So he wanted to call it the Commodus colony.
Yeah. And he says, I'm the second founder of Rome.
Lame.
Okay.
And then the last few years, he just starts descending more and more into madness.
Oh yeah.
By the way, he was drinking all the time.
Yeah.
So who knows what alcohol did to his brain.
Okay.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He starts carrying around a lion skin and a club like he's Hercules.
Oh.
And he says, don't call me Commodus, son of Marcus Aurelius. Call me Hercules, son of Zeus.
Oh, so he's gone crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's gone a little cray-cray. And then he starts, he renames all the months of the year. The first one, I think, is like Amazonius, because that refers back to Hercules. And then he uses all of his titles, like Invictus, which means like unconquered is one, Felix is one, Augustus is one. And he names all these, he renames all the months because he can.
Well, I'm saying that since we're in October right now, that this didn't take, right?
Right. This did not take. Augustus worked, I mean, because that's August, but that had already been named. But he used all of his titles and he did that.
So one question I have. There are 12 months, right? And there were 12 months back then.
Well, they didn't start out to be. I know,
but they added. They originally had 10. That's why October, even though it means 8 is the 10th month, they added July and they added August. But even back then, though, by this point, by Commodus's point, there were 12 months.
Yes.
Hercules had 12 labors. Why not name him after the labors? If he's already going with the Amazonians.
No, because he wanted the titles. So he would write letters to the Senate.
Okay.
And he would, and he wouldn't say, like, I, Commodus. He would go, I, you know, Commodus or Hercules, Amazonius, Germanicus, because he had conquered Germany.
Oh.
Felix. He would give, like, these 23 titles. Because he
could. Imagine being the guy in Senate who got that letter.
Yeah.
And was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, every single time. You're like, all right. Oh, we're introducing him. All right, everybody get a smoke.
Yeah.
Come on back. Bathroom break time, everybody. Well, that was like the German one. That was like the German one that I had titled from a while ago. Remember that guy who was super into throwing foxes in the air?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And his name was like 37 names.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys, like some of their titles go fucking
bonkers.
Ape shit when you go deep enough. I think that's just a rich guy thing, though.
Yeah, you got to have all those extra names.
Yeah, well, especially if you haven't done anything.
Yeah.
Like, because it sounds like so far, Commodus hasn't done much.
Do you think his brain was rotting from syphilis or something?
I think it was lead poisoning.
Lead poisoning back then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't know?
All the pipes were made out of lead.
Oh, nice.
And they didn't know any better. And that's why they think a lot of the... Now, poor people didn't have that much lead poisoning because their stuff came straight out of the fountain.
Look at us, winning but one round. Us, winning one round.
Yeah. let's hear it for the poor.
Yeah, we got one up on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. Oh, look, I'm so cool. My indoor plumbing. Enjoy lead poisoning, boomer. Yeah, because, I mean, but just real quick, because, you know, your dad was a plumber.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from lead.
Plumbum means lead in Latin.
Oh,
yeah, plumbum. So yeah, he works with lead, and so all the internal pipes and everything was lead because it was the easiest one to bend around.
Oh, it makes sense.
So that's why they used it. But
now
then they all
PVC.
Went fucking crazy. Yeah, it's all PVC.
They all hit. Yeah.
But
so
now we're full
lead
of
poisoning.
So, but here's the thing: we went from lead, right, and then we actually moved to copper, and brass, and all that different stuff. And now we're PVC. So now we just are full of microplastics.
Who cares?
It's a full circle.
I love it. Let's go back to lead.
Yeah. You wonder why people left. Why people left cakes and parks back in the day. So it's probably between the alcoholism and between the lead poisoning.
And just the megalomania. I mean, you know, I always said if Nero was a bricklayer, he wouldn't have had a problem. You know, if Commodus had been an ordinary person, he couldn't have been a megalomaniac. But when people tell you all the time you do whatever you want, and you're 18 years old, it's not like he was 30 when he, you know.
Yeah, and one day he's like, I'm Hercules. And everyone's like, okay, Hercules.
Yeah, Hercules.
Hercules,
yeah.
Hercules.
And he had like hundreds of statues of himself. There's one in Rome at the Capitoline Museum.
I like that you've been telling me to picture him as Joaquin Phoenix, but after she said that, I just started picturing him as Jake Paul.
Wow. Yeah.
He's just someone
just
that was
Jake
told
Paul.
Very young that they
that,
could
that
do whatever
great.
They want.
Yep.
And they're so funny and they're so smart.
Yep.
And all their tricks and sillies are really good.
Yeah.
And then now is just a psycho egomaniac.
And whenever he fucks up, everyone blames the guy he hired.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's like, oh, no, it was definitely that guy.
It was
definitely
the podcast host.
Yeah, because, I mean, so far, everything you've listed about him, besides him killing people, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Has been nothing. He's done nothing. He was supposed to win the war in Germany. He didn't. He left.
Right.
So that whatever happened there doesn't matter. He didn't do it. He went home. He partied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He then almost gets killed by his sister and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he kills them. He almost gets killed by a bunch of advisors. He kills them. Rome burns.
Right.
He talks about renaming it into a colony.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting around all day. And he's just like, I'm fucking great. And now I'm Hercules. Give me that lion skin. Did he kill the lion?
It gets better. So as a child, he fought in the place that I excavated at. And there was an arena in this place called Lanuvium. And then as he gets crazier, he decides he is a gladiator.
Okay.
So he would go and fight, except he normally fought with a wooden sword. He didn't really kill a lot of people. There's two stories on this. Like, you would fight with a wand and he would have a wooden sword.
What
and
do you
he
mean
would
a vanquish. Wand?
Like at times it was like a big, like almost like a pantomime kind of thing. And then at times he actually fought. And then other times what he would do is he would kill all these wild beasts. So anything like ostriches, because they brought in all these kind of crazy animals from all over the Roman world. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he would be down in the amphitheater killing everything. But when it came to like tigers and leopards and things that could actually hurt you. Aha. What he did was he had like a walkway put around, and he was really known for his marksmanship with a bow. And so he killed supposedly 100 lions in one day.
So, okay. So this yeah. guy,
this is
guy,
crazy
this
shit.
Guy who is the emperor of basically the world.
Right. Yeah.
Is has a amphitheater, so he has this.
He goes to the Colosseum.
Yeah, okay, so he's at the. He's, oh Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
so it's just like this is like if Donald Trump drove to MetLife,
uh-huh.
and then was like, first thing I'm going to win WrestleMania.
Yeah,
in front of everybody, it's WrestleMania, and he does.
Mm-hmm,
And then he's like, all right, everybody get out. Now I'm going to shoot a bunch of lions. You're like, yep. What? Like Donald Trump Jr.
actually
shot a bunch of lions.
When you were talking about him walking around with a lion, I started picturing Kylie Jenner. Who recently went to like this big fashion thing and she wore a giant lion head. And that's how I kept picturing it. And I'm going to show Martha this
go.
Picture of Kylie Jenner
yeah. with a lion head.
It was just walking around with a lion head on for no apparent reason. It's fake.
Yeah.
But
looks
now
real.
This is how I'm picturing him.
So, okay.
Just covered in lion heads.
So that's actually, no, that the way he has it, if you look up a picture of Hercules, not Disney's Hercules. You want to look at like Hercules?
But that movie, Disney's Hercules, that is an accurate representation of the story, correct?
Oh my God. No. Let me tell you.
Should we put it on right now?
Let me tell you something real fast. I went to see Disney's Hercules in the theater with this lady. Okay?
And she loved it? The muse is singing?
No.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
About, I want to say it was around like the 35 minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
She was just screaming in a room full of children. What do you mean? What are they fucking talking about? That's not how this went. What? And then I was like, Mom, please stop pointing out that they cut all the rape from the fucking Disney movie.
Right.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, it was a wild experience. Though you did like Danny DeVito as
yes,
as a satyr.
I did.
You liked Danny
the
DeVito.
The satyr was great. That
yeah,
was
you
great.
Love
yeah,
that.
You
and
go.
You did like when they did Venus's Secret instead of the underwear place Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of that, it said Venus's Secret. She thought that was the funny. It's in the background. Yeah. It's easy to miss.
Yeah.
They like walk past a strip mall in ancient Greece. But then she's still mad there's a strip mall in ancient Greece. And I'm like, it's oh my God. And then but you put on James Bond.
Yeah.
She shuts up.
Yeah.
James Bond can ride down the side of a mountain on a cello.
It is totally believable.
Totally believable.
Yeah.
Totally believable. But how dare you say that Hercules' real mom was Hera and that he was stolen as a baby by Hades.
Wow.
That's not how that went.
Wow. And then she got in the front of the movie and just started telling all the kids about the truth.
Yeah, it was like reverse Eras Tour movie. It was just my mom screaming while pointing at the screen and kids are crying and they're like, wait, what a dance. But no, what were we talking about before this?
Commodus killing wild beasts.
Yes, no, but the Hercules
Kylie
hood.
Jenner. Oh, Hercules.
No, so what they did is that the head of the lion is actually cut so his face comes out of the mouth.
Oh, right.
And
I
then,
have seen that
And
before.
Then the body, the actual lion skin's body is like a cape.
Yeah.
That's how it's, or sometimes it's pinned around that. Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
That's how it's, that's usually how it's depicted.
So you're telling me a man who is making up names for himself walked into the Senate dressed like this?
Yeah. Okay. And then everybody was like, yes, sir.
Yes, because he said, my name is Hercules. Call me Hercules, son of Zeus. And of course, if you didn't, then what would happen?
Yeah.
But also remember, he has like 20 to 30 guards with him.
Yeah.
Who You're will gonna, stab
he,
the
he
shit
has,
out of
yeah.
you.
He has a Praetorian guard with him. So it's not like you have a choice. Like type in his name and you'll see a statue of him. So anyhow, not only was he doing the gladiator stuff, but every time he fought, they had to pay him like $1 million.
They had
to pay
him?
He fought. Yeah, they paid him. That's how he wanted the money because he won.
Here's a statue of him right here. Look, there. And there, he's wearing the stupid lion head. He's got his dumb club.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't like the way that it's beaded.
Who's that? Wow. Okay. I don't.
It's ribbed. It's a ribbed club.
That club is really suspicious looking. You got to put that on the podcast notes.
You think I should definitely put in the suspiciously lumpy club?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's veiny.
Yeah.
Also, what does he have in his hand here?
He's holding a lot of suspicious objects.
Wait.
Don't show them to your mom.
I know she's not saying. But Magistra. Yes. Magistra, for the 12 labors of Hercules. Is one of them for like getting like plums or something? Or like, I know like not the golden apple. That's Jason.
Yeah.
Because he has something in his hand. And it looks like small, like plums? Pomegranates or something. I don't know, was there a Hercules, one of his labors, where he had to go get a fruit?
I've just forgotten.
I've got to go to Aldi.
I can remember the Augean stables, and I can remember the Stymphalian birds and the Hydra, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
now we're quizzing her. We're quizzing the teacher.
Yeah, here it is. Apples. Okay.
Apples.
Where's the apples?
The Garden of the Hesperides.
Yeah, the apples of the Hesperides. Here we go. I guess that's what he's holding.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. They look smaller than American Red Delicious apples.
Okay. Well, but I don't know.
Maybe apples.
Right, I just always see him with the club.
No, that's the picture I just pulled up, the one you were talking about.
Yeah.
But I just noticed he had something else in his other hand, and it was really freaking me out. I'm like, what are these? Okay, so I just can't get over him being like, you're going to fight me because I'm Hercules, but you can't use a real sword, and I'm going
to
touch you.
And they have to pay him to be there.
Yeah.
I love this.
And then he's like, I'm going to shoot all these animals. And it's like, oh, that one can fight back? I'm going up top. This feels very much, honestly, it feels like a Twitch streamer is God. This is like if a Twitch streamer became president.
I hate this so much.
This is the worst.
All that he killed all these animals. I mean, the Romans, by the time they were done, had emptied out like parts of North Africa of animals.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? And all over the Roman Empire. So the thing he did that scared the senators, though, he went and shot. So they said he was the thing they gave him credit for was that when he would go and shoot animals, it only took one arrow.
Okay.
So he shoots these ostriches from Morocco. Okay.
Okay.
And he cuts off their, or the arrow did it, or he cuts off their heads. And he walks up to the senators that are sitting there in the Colosseum and holds the sword up and holds their heads and looks at them like, you know what the symbolism is, like, you're next.
Oh, I could do this to you.
Yeah, I can do this to you. And he had already been killing anybody he thought was getting in his way.
And still from the first person, he thought that he was already
honestly, he already hated an ostrich is pretty impressive. Yeah. Those things are wild.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, have you ever seen the video, the TikTok of the lady who was able to like stop an emu with her hand?
No.
Have you ever seen that one?
No.
There's this lady, she's on an emu farm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where it's like this emu will just run up on her while she's like filming a video. Right. And she literally just goes like, bah! It's like, back, Gary. And he just freezes. It's so it's impressive as hell. I just wanted to bring it up.
Okay. You ever heard about them emu wars?
We're going to save that. Someday we'll do a whole episode on the emu wars. So he's out here shooting ostriches, threatening senators. Everybody's starting to freak out about it.
Right. And the other thing he did, just want to bring this up because one of my favorite things is chariot racing. He never would do chariot racing, though, in public. So he they had these different teams, just like, you know, we have the commanders and the eagles and whatever. And there's the red, the green, the white, and the blue. And he always wore green outfit. But he would only chariot race at night in the dark on a moonless night so no one could see him. And he said, like, it was shameful to be a charioteer. Well, what do you think being a gladiator is, right?
So he's a shit talker.
Yeah, he's a shit talker. And then he has this one horse keeps winning. And the horse's name is Pertinax, which means, like, the perseverer. And he takes this horse on its last race. And the horse is like got golden hooves and all this stuff. And he makes a comment and says, you know, like, go Pertinax. And the crowd replies because they hate him. And they hope there's a guy named Pertinax who's actually a consul. And they're hoping that he's going to be the next consul. And he gets really mad.
Okay. It was a Let's Go Brandon moment.
It was exactly a Let's Go Brandon.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, he's...
You're so smart, by the way. I just want to say, you've been over here like, I can't remember anything because this baby's stealing all my brain juice. That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I'm paying attention as much as I can.
Yeah. You're holding it together here at 7:00 at night. All right.
So anyway, he decides it's the end of the year and he wants to... just be a gladiator all the time. And so what he wants to
full-time gladiator.
He wants to move.
Yeah, he wants to move into the gladiator barracks. And by this point, he's got a woman with him. He's not married to her. Her name is Marcia. And she's telling him, you can't do this. This is shameful. And he's come up with a plot. He wants to be the total ruler of Rome. So what he's going to do is he's going to kill the two consuls because consuls are still being elected. They actually still did work because he's not doing any. And he's going to kill them on the first day of the year. So this is like December 31st or whatever. And so she leaves And he goes to bed. He's been drinking and he goes to bed. And in the meantime, there's a young boy wandering around. His name was Philocomedus, if you know what I mean. Okay. Philocomedus means like friend or lover of Commodus.
Yeah.
And he was this cute little boy that wandered around that everybody loved a lot.
Okay.
And Commodus had written on this wax tablet who he was going to have killed. Her name was on it. The chamberlain, the person, and the head of like the Praetorian Guard or whatever on it.
Okay.
And he picks it up, not really knowing what he has. And
Philocomedus picks it up.
Yeah, Philocomedus picks it up. Okay. And Marcia says to him, come like, you know, come sit in my lap, cute little boy. And she sees it and reads it and realizes she's marked for death.
Oh.
So she takes it to the other two guys.
Could you imagine being a
this
girl?
This is why you don't put this shit in writing.
No, but this
right,
is...
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
never
exactly.
Put, my mother said to me one thing. Never write down anything you don't want the Pope or everybody to find it. Don't ever write it down. You can say it, people will forget.
Yeah.
But if you write it down, they're pissed off forever.
I like that your mom assumes the Pope's going to find out.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I also like...
I'm like...
She was Baptist, but
I don't want to read something in front of the court. But.
I also love the fact that we're sitting here and the way she was just like bouncing around talking about this third party, right? This Philocomedus.
Yeah.
That it's clear my mom doesn't know what the term twink means, and it makes me very happy. But just know... Just know, don't leave a kill list around when your girlfriend and your twink are hanging out together.
Yeah, no.
Because especially if one of their names is on it, the other one's going to bring
Stop
it up.
Stop writing lists.
Yeah,
Stop
don't make writing lists.
Keep it up here in your mind list, yeah. Your mind palace.
Yeah, this was one of Commodus's mean tweets. That's where we're bringing it back together.
Well, he had had a little temper tantrum because she begged him not to go there. And he had a plan to go there. He was going to kill the consuls elect, come in as a gladiator, and then be consul on top of... You know, it wasn't like he didn't have like 12 other titles. So
yeah,
anyway.
But so he wanted to go, he wanted to move into and just be a full-time gladiator.
That was his plan.
While, but he also didn't want to not be the emperor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to, and being a full-time gladiator, if you guys, for the listeners out there, it's like when she's saying live in a barracks, she's saying live in like basically a giant hallway with a bunch of other guys. They're training constantly. They're being treated like most gladiators were slaves.
Right.
A lot of them were. There were some who could eventually win their freedom, and there were some people, but you never went down to be a gladiator. You start at gladiator and you work your way out.
Yeah.
And so this is crazy.
No, this is what rich people do. Rich people love to cosplay as poor people. That's what they do. It's their favorite fucking hobby.
Gotcha.
It's yeah, that, like.
That's true. You know what? You're so wise.
It's like a whole, there's a whole.
Well, look at Marie Antoinette, what she did. She would play being a milkmaid, right? That's what she did.
Oh, because she thought it was so cute.
Yeah, she pretended to be.
Yeah, pretend.
Well, you know what? It reminds me a lot like when I'm scrolling through TikTok and I'll come across these TikTok lies of guys who have built these massive gaming rigs to pretend to be a train conductor.
Yeah.
To pretend to be a truck driver.
Yeah.
To pretend to be a guy driving a cab. And I'm like, those are just jobs. You can
just
get those
jobs.
Maybe train conductor, you might need to like, maybe you didn't pass a test.
They got a good union. You can get into it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but maybe you didn't pass that test. But like a truck driver though, like you can get your CDL, bud.
Yeah.
You can get your CDL. Even if you don't get it, you can still get a job. You can still drive a truck. Trust me on this one, bud. I know people.
Okay. Allegedly. Okay, great.
Okay.
So let's just finish up. So anyway, this guy named Lytus and Eclectus come up with a plan with Marcia.
Okay.
And she says, I'm going to poison him.
Yeah, all right.
So she poisons him, but it doesn't work. Because it doesn't immediately kill him, whether because a lot of famous people back then would take a little bit of poison every day, much like Rasputin, so that if you were poisoned, you wouldn't die.
Vaccines.
And also he'd been drinking a lot. And so they don't know, like he started throwing up. And they were afraid he was going to survive. So they sent in Narcissus, who was this athlete who strangled him.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And thus, you know, Commodus ends.
Okay.
Okay. So and that's what happens.
And then who becomes emperor?
Well, there's another period, much like after Nero, who's going to become emperor. So this guy Pertinax lasts a few months.
Somebody that was the one everybody was cheering for. Everybody was like, yeah,
right,
he's like,
right,
go
right,
Pertinax.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
And he made some, you know, again, you have to suck up to the right people.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't do all of that. And then there's another one. And then it comes up to Septimius Severus. And then you go from the Antonine dynasty, which was, you know, Marcus Aurelius' family and before. And then you get to the Severan dynasty. But again, you have a 2 or 3 years of just crazy shit going on.
His name's Septimius Severus?
Yes. And guess what he does?
He's in Harry Potter and he teaches a class.
Yeah, no. No, he has a son, he has a child, And he thinks it's a good idea to make him emperor, and his name is Caracalla, and he's just as bad as Commodus.
Okay.
And so they learned nothing. They went 80 years where we would say, I'm going to pick someone who's
is not crazy.
Sober,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not crazy, no. And actually can do things.
No.
Or,
yeah.
No, I'll just pick my son.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I was going to say, though, Septimius Severus, though, isn't that like the severe seven? Like, is that what that, what is Septimius
is just a Latin. I mean, that, remember, they only had like 18 names.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, some of those names actually meant something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
why
I was like Severus, you know, that type of thing. Severus Snape, no?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. That's where the word severe comes from. But I mean,
well, I know that.
I mean, Commodus is where you get the words like, it means suitable in Latin, or it means convenient.
I thought you were going to say commode.
No, well, actually, commode does come from that because it is suitable and it is convenient. Right? But also the
she
word
had that at the ready.
Yeah, I did.
She had that ready.
I thought
ready.
About that today.
She's like, I'm going to fire that one off. He's going to make some stupid toilet joke.
Yeah.
My idiot son. Only good thing he's ever
not one of the two emperors I met in my lifetime.
Oh, that's great. Well, this is interesting. So, so you have, we do want to tie it into something because you've been doing recently.
Right.
Because since you retired after teaching Latin for all those years, you retired, and then immediately a global pandemic hit the world.
Right.
And then you were trapped in the house with my dad.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which was a horrible experience. Okay.
I'm aware.
Listen. If I didn't say it every day.
Yeah.
Our dog got cancer and died, and he just followed me around the house, and it was really bad.
But then
the scars are still there. The scars are still
there.
We're
all still healing from the pandemic.
Yes, we are.
But then,
in all different ways.
But then you started, and you've already been doing this a little bit, but you started going back and doing more archaeology again,
right,
which is what
right.
your original degree was about.
Right.
And that was why you brought up Commodus, because you've recently been doing a dig at the site, right?
Right. Well, I actually started a few years before I retired in 2014. So I retired in 2018. I talked my way onto a dig because you were supposed to go for a month, and I had to take students to a competition, so I can only go for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's called the Villa of the Antonines.
Okay.
And so from the Historia Augusta, which was this historical document, which is kind of wild, but it says that I think Antoninus and Commodus were born at Lanuvium. And so we know where that is, that the town is a town there today, but it was a territory.
Okay.
And so the dig is at a place, there have been these imperial baths that were sticking up. And like, unless you're an emperor, you just couldn't build this whole bathing complex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there were some ruins and stuff sticking up. But then over time, everything fell into, you know, even more ruin. And then the city of Genzano started using it. Basically, when they would build a building, they'd break all the extra fill and they would just dump it on top.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
But there were, as they started, the town started trying to shore up a couple of the walls of the bath. There were some little minor excavations, and it was a curving wall that caught everybody's attention.
Okay.
Because we know from the Historia Augusta that Commodus fought wild beasts in that arena.
Oh,
okay. So the first year I went, I followed the outline of a wall that proved that it was part of a like an amphitheater. That's elliptical is the word I'm looking for. And then I went back and we went up to another area and we found the remains of probably what the reception rooms for the palace. So when the emperor has, so we know from history also in 86 AD about, that the family was living there. Their inscriptions are living in that area.
Yeah, the royal family.
The royal family.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
They weren't royal yet.
But the imperial family. Well.
And then it becomes an imperial thing. So if you've ever been to Hadrian's villa at Tivoli, it's not just like a big building. It's a whole complex.
I'm going to go ahead and guarantee you that the 99.9% of our listeners have not been to Hadrian's villa at Tivoli.
They should.
Well, they should have a lot of things. Yeah, a lot of our listeners should be able to afford health care.
Right, right.
They haven't been able to go to Hadrian's villa at Tivoli.
Right.
I actually, while you were talking, I pulled up the Villa of the Antonines, and there's some images on Google image search about it, and there's a bunch of different pictures of people at the dig and all this different stuff.
I'm in some of the pictures.
I know, it's pretty cool.
I like that we're talking about the dig, and I'm seeing the imagery of the work that you're doing, but I know for a fact, a big fact, that most of the archaeology, in air quotes, that was happening was delightful espressos, long lunches.
Yes.
and summertime Italian naps.
Yes.
Also, I remember for a fact how often you would tell me, you're like, oh, yeah, all these young kids, they're out here. They're digging in the sun. Like, not me. I'm over in the corner because I found a nice tree.
Yeah.
And I'm over there with my brush and I'm cleaning pottery.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was just like, yeah.
So that's part of it, too.
Work smarter, not harder.
You know, yeah, exactly. So yeah. One year we had a tree. We were up at an archery range, which they had found part of a mosaic, right?
Okay.
So we're working on this mosaic and the rest, everybody else is kind of digging and they're like, listen, we really need someone to sift all this dirt. And I look, and it's a beautiful tree. There's a big sifting thing. All you have to do is pour a bucket of dirt. I can put my music on.
Yeah.
And right down the street is a bar, so I can go get ice cream.
There it is.
Other people are down by the amphitheater in the sun. Well, sometimes they have like a green tarp over you, but whatever.
Yeah.
They're like slaving away with buckets of dirt.
There it is.
I'm pouring slowly pouring a bucket of dirt.
Affogato.
Shaking, you know, and then I would go get a nice coffee and bring back some ice cream. So there is that too. But
I know the truth.
But let me just say, I did have the opportunity to walk.
Fire and Rain by James Taylor playing on her iPhone. Yeah, I know.
I had the Temptations. You know the music.
I know.
I have to say this to your listeners. Yeah. I did not raise my son with the crappy music his father listened to.
Okay.
Like Lindisfarne and whatever crap he listened to.
There is, I cannot tell you how much lore you've created for our listeners. That's one thing that happens with podcasts is people slowly, they learn a little bit of information and they'll file it away in the background.
Right.
And they're like, Alex's dad listens to shit music. Mrs. Promania's dad was a plumber. What do they mean, was a plumber?
Yeah.
How do you used to be a plumber?
You get into HVAC. Come on. Exactly.
But I remember you when you first started going on the digs and all that different stuff and how excited you were for it and all these things. So it's really cool seeing the imagery for it.
And we'll think of it this way. In those reception rooms, I got to, in my sock feet, so we found the corner of this mosaic, and I got to hand the dental tool, actually clean it with dental tools, right, to Carlo, the archaeologist. But I got to walk in sock feet on a spot that possibly Commodus or Marcus Aurelius walked on.
That's cool.
That hadn't been seen in 2,000 years, right?
That's
like when you find pieces of a wall when people went through and took stuff, they would take a lot of the marble and what. So you find like hunks of marble and they come from all over the Roman world, like Africa or Greece or wherever. And you just get to see all of that. It's just awesome.
And you're the first person to see
it.
In like a thousand years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really
pretty
cool.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. Have you guys thought about using dynamite though? That might speed up
the
situation.
We don't,
I think
there
if
is
you
no
blow
dynamite.
It up.
Yeah,
really
I think
good.
I think
yeah.
if you blow
if you
up,
it up yeah.
it'll
you
only
get deeper.
Yeah, you get deeper into the ground, then you'll find out.
It just makes sense.
Maybe there's some Homer stuff underneath all that Roman shit.
Who knows? It is like a big mystery. The problem is with them dumping all that stuff, they really can't use like ground penetrating radar because they pick up like 2 feet down, I might find part of a trash bag. It's only when you get down like 8 or 9 feet that you sometimes they do bring in a backhoe and they clear out several feet.
Yeah. Because that's one thing that happens in Rome all the time, especially because every time they're trying to build something, they go to try to build like a new apartment complex. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I'm going to go dig. And like, all right, well, we got to put in a basement. And then they dig and they're like, is that a fucking column?
Yeah.
And like, don't tell anyone. Like, what? And like, don't hide it. Burn it.
We're
blow it up.
We're not filing this with L&I right now.
No, because then people like my mom go in there and then they can't build for 30 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they will go through everything, every rock in that whole area.
Yeah.
And they'll have to go through it and be like, all right, what do we got over here? What is this? And it looks like a rock to me. But if you look closely, there's some chisel marks here on the end.
Oh, no.
And that is telling me right here that this was actually part of the Julio-Claudian something or other.
Yeah.
But it could be a rock if you pay me 50,000 euro.
Yeah.
Then suddenly this is just a rock again. Because that can happen.
Okay.
That can happen.
I know.
And we could be those people.
Not in front of your mom.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm going back this summer.
Yeah.
You are going back this summer.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to have
You're
a great
excited.
Time. I'm very. We're at Lake Nemi. So it's like 18 miles southeast of Rome.
Okay.
And there's a beautiful lake there called Lake Nemi. Uh-huh. And it's famous because Caligula had these pleasure ships there. Another person we could talk about. They actually found them when they drained the lakes right before World War II.
Oh, wow.
And there's a museum, the ships, it's like the Nemi Ships Museum or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful area, and Genzano is this cute little town, and every night they have, like, this is what small town America should be. You have this beautiful piazza, and all around it are like bars. And I'm not talking about like to get alcohol bars, but you know, you get, they have, you know, get gelato, you can have a drink, and everybody in the town comes and sits out, and there's kids in tricycles and kids kicking a soccer ball, and it's, and the bar is called La Dolce Vita, the sweet life. And it is. And so when my husband was like, I don't want you to go for that long, because he doesn't like being left, I'm like, well, yeah, that's not happening.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I negotiated for 3 weeks. Yeah. Supposed to be four, but I negotiated for three.
Okay. Well, you're having the time of your life over there.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. It's the great. I love it. She's like, oh, you know, but the rest of America should be like this. Like what? Italy?
Yeah, Italy.
Fucking
delightful. Dolce Vita.
Fucking Stanley Tucci over here.
Well, that's what it is. It is. That's because, it is. Because they have this whole idea. Like, we just shouldn't work that hard. We've worked hard all morning. So what we need to do is have a coffee and take like a 45 minute break. And then at lunch, we need an hour and a half.
No.
We need to circle back because Stanley Tucci had an amazing show on CNN.
He did, and I loved it.
Where he got to travel on CNN's dime to Italy and just eat foods and travel. Yes. And I wish that they could have Stanley Tucci'd it up.
Yeah.
I would watch that episode for sure. And he would be upset the whole time.
I know.
Yeah. No, but, you know, I did point out to you the other day, and I know that people aren't going to hear this for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do have more TikTok followers than Stanley Tucci.
Wow. I didn't think you were going to bring this up here.
I'm going to bring it up.
Did you tell her about the other person you have more TikTok followers than?
No. We'll talk about that off air. I'm not adding that to the lore. All right. We'll talk about that one off air.
But yeah, so you have more followers on TikTok than Stanley Tucci.
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't.
Okay.
Blew my ears out. I think that's the end of the episode.
I love you and all that, but Stanley Tucci is.
Yeah.
He is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, this
I still love you.
I know. You came here, you stayed late into the evening and recorded an episode in the middle of October while parking illegally in front of my house.
I noticed that and I was like, who did that? And then I saw it was her car.
Yeah, no, she completely parked backwards in the middle of the street against traffic. And I'm like, that's illegal. She's like, no, give me a ticket then. Fuck them. I work. I'm like, you don't. You've been retired. Anyway, this has been a very fun episode. Mrs. P, do you have any final words?
Go Tar Heels.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, dear listeners, I just want to say thank you guys so much for this episode. Obviously, we don't know as of our recording how we're actually going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully our energy here... Hopefully our energy here at the end of the episode matches the new energy we added to the front. So with that, it's been a wonderful time, a wonderful evening. Magistra Pearlmania, there's no place where that can plug for you, but do you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners before you say goodbye?
Just, I love you, and I'm going to be a grandma.
Yeah.